Low self-worth is very common in a lot of women, even with supportive partners. Yes, I said so. Sometimes it's even worse with previously high-functioning women, see, ambitious women, women with very good careers just before they got married and gave birth. Now you see yourself living a mundane life far from the goals and plans that you have crafted for yourself. To top it off, nobody is seeing the sacrifices you have made or even noticed, or you are just overlooked. No one understands what you had to give up for this new life you're living. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. Yes, you don't need to stay stuck. What can you do? Examine your current situation and resources. Be very truthful about this step. Do not overestimate. Assess what kind of help is available to you. Who can you bank on? Do you have a friend or a relative that you can call on? How long ago have you tried to read or build a business or search for a job? Basically, how long ago have you engaged your brain? Do you have a partner that encourages you or someone that is in your corner cheering you on? If your partner doesn't encourage you, there is no need to share your goals even in this step, because you just go back to step zero because of the lack of encouragement. Now that you've gotten your answers, your truthful answers, jot down your dreams. What do you want? What does success mean to you? Are you okay with being a stay-at-home mom? There's no shame in being a stay-at-home mom if that's what you really want to do. Do you want to have a career, a business? What do you want to do? For example, let's say you have 3 kids under 5. You don't have a maid, no reliable family member. You should be looking for remote opportunities. The one that maybe jobs that are project-based and the time is very flexible, right? For example, product management. Or you can start a business, a small one, and then scale. Another thing you can do is to create an almost perfect system. What are your kids' routines and schedules? Your house chores. Can you apply Pareto's principle to your house chores? Say, what should I do? What's the littlest amount of work that I have to do daily to keep my house in order? So 20% amount of work that will give you 80% results, you get. So for example, once you clean the living room and once your kids have had their bath and they've eaten, every other thing can stay calm. You don't need to scrub under the toilet daily or wash the walls daily. No, you don't need to do that. Right? Can you delegate? If you can't, some people really don't have the chance or opportunity to delegate, which is why you need to apply. Think carefully about your chores before you start them. This is not the time to start rearranging clothes or sorting out clothes or things that don't really matter. You know those things that don't matter, that just keeps you busy and tired at the end of the day. Right? So use your time wisely. Use your energy and your strength wisely. And be very, very strict with your time. Brainwash yourself into believing that you can do this. Listen to a lot of self-development podcasts, YouTube recordings. While you are busy taking care of the home, just plug it on. Instead of just mindlessly scrolling through Instagram, just plug on these things and listen to them. They will just reprogram your mind into believing that you can do this and you can achieve it. There's something about seeing other women that have done these things. It makes it easy for you to know that the path is not so hard. Yeah, it's difficult, but it is achievable. Then you create intentional friendships. When I say intentional, I mean intentional. Those that will serve as your accountability partners. Not pretenders, real friends. The last but most important step is to start now. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait till tomorrow morning. Start immediately. As if listening to this podcast, at the end of the podcast, start immediately. And you're not sure of where to start. The first place to start is to examine your current situation. Right? That's the first place to start. You can also get self-help books and self-development books that you can transcribe to audio. Or you can just download the audio recordings themselves and just listen. I'm rooting for you. But whatever path you've chosen, just be sure that at the end of the day, you wouldn't blame anybody for the steps you have or haven't taken. I'm rooting for you once again. Have a good one.